responsibilities in this job? I know you meet weekly and Wednesdays, but like, do you have to prepare for that? Are there lesson plans? Or
yeah, there's the list of responsibilities is numerous for running the organization. It's gathering the paperwork each year from all the parents, and then the fees, and we keep the fees to a minimal amount, making sure that kids that don't have wetsuits or can't afford them, or they've grown out of their recent wetsuit, that we can provide wetsuits for them. I'll bring down a few soft tops, so if kids didn't happen to have boards that day, we can have some extra boards available to them. And then it's setting up things throughout the year, like we have a KSCO radio show that we get the kids on the air to talk about the program. At the end of the year, we have a Pono Grill celebration for celebrating all that we've done throughout the year. And we have our wilderness training, of course, and we want to get every child certified who is signed up within our club, and make sure they run through interior class and also the water safety training class or water rescue. And then I actually give them a signed certification.
How did you get into surfing?
I started surfing in the 70s in Southern California, and I had asthma at the time. And my mother was a registered nurse, and I had some other friends in elementary school who their older brothers were starting to surf, and so they came to me and they said let's start up and surf, and I thought it sounded great, and then my parents really supported it, so that was a wonderful thing too. As we have now, we have the parents who support the children, and I always thank them, because I thank my own parents still to this day for getting me involved in surfing, because they bought me my first wetsuit, my first surfboard, and got me going. And then quickly my asthma vanished, and I just became healthier and healthier.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I saw right away the health benefits, but I also saw that as life is never always a smooth path, that this was just something that you can always have with you that provides a safety net, I say. You know, you go in the water, and then by the time you come out surfing after, you know, half hour or an hour, it seems like all the stuff that you're worried about and all the concerns that you had are all washed away. It's like you're back to a clean slate again. It's invigorating, refreshing, and it's contemplative, but it's definitely has shaped my entire existence. Surfing really, to this day, is still at the core of my existence. Everything has worked around that, from all my professional jobs and careers and everything else. Surfing has always been at the center.
So besides a passion and love for surfing, what other training or education